It's Thursday, the 18th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia has suspended Russia's State Atomic Energy Agency's uranium exploration due to fears of groundwater contamination. Despite being Africa's largest producer of nuclear fuel, Namibia has withheld the necessary mining permit, citing concerns over One Uranium's failure to demonstrate a pollution-free extraction method. Here's Petra Witboy, the chairperson of the Leonardville Village Council.
My community is really excited and we are 100% behind the uranium mining. Because what we are asking is, if uranium is already been mined in other regions in Namibia, what's so different for uranium to be mined in Leonardville? We just want the government to pronounce itself on this. It's almost 3 years that the project has stand still. These are business people. They are losing out money.
We also spoke to Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kalish Letvine, for his take on the matter.
The in-situ mining that they are proposing, that is, they drill into an aquifer and they mine in the aquifer and put back the tailings of the mining operation back into the aquifer. So there's a huge pollution risk and we cannot take that risk because there's a community of 80,000 dependent on this aquifer. Secondly, it's a transboundary aquifer that goes into Botswana and South Africa, and we need to make very sure what the pollution risks are, how they can be mitigated, if at all, before we give any further permission to drill and explore and mine in this aquifer.
Namibia Breweries Limited has been awarded the overall highest trader revenue contribution for 2023 by the Namibia Revenue Agency, showcasing the NBL's tax compliance and overall positive contribution to the development of the local economy. NBL Corporate Affairs Manager Surihe Gaumaskuchu.
This becomes evident by the amounts collected on behalf of central and local governments, totaling 876 million Namibian dollars for the 12-month period through this gesture and through this award. We are also pleased with the acknowledgement that we continue to contribute meaningfully to the country's social economic business environment.
To South Africa, where FNB senior economist Sipamandla Mkhwanazi says retail sales fell by 0.8% year-on-year in February. Although the outcome is discouraging, it was still better than the Reuters consensus of a 1.6% decline.
We expect the subdued consumer demand environment to persist in the short term, and this is driven by sticky inflation, high interest rates, and depressed consumer confidence. But if one looks more towards the medium term, things do start to look a little bit better with inflation coming down.
FNB senior economist Koketso Mano meanwhile says heightened tensions in the Middle East could weigh on oil supply, posing an upside risk to fuel and logistical costs.
Inflation did slow faster than what we expected in March. It came out at 5.3%, down from 5.6% in February. Fuel inflation also added to headline pressures. We did see fuel prices lifting by 5.3% month on month and are now 6.2% above the levels that they were in March of 2023.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.